Raising dismal test scores in history is one big reason behind the federal Teaching American History Project. The $876,000 grant to Milwaukee Public Schools will pay for 8th grade teachers to get more training on innovative ways to get students out of textbooks and into hands-on projects involving local and national history. Christine Cohn, Regional Representative for U.S. Education Secretary Rod Page, announced the awards.
Less than one quarter of America's students are proficient, and that means grade level in either civics or American history. And that's why the No Child Left Behind Act recognizes that we need to develop teachers because they're the ones and the only ones who can make the greatest impact on our students.
And UW Eau Claire history professor Patricia Turner says people often learn history in odd or boring ways.
They were either Alistair Cook films, which are pretty good, but not the way one wants to learn American history through a series of films. Or it was, memorize these names, dates, and places, and take for granted that they're important.
Professor Turner is director of the Learning by Doing Project, underway in CESA organizations in western Wisconsin. Two groups she works with receive federal grants totaling $1.8 million. The project that teachers from 69 schools can apply for pays for graduate school classes, gives them a stipend to buy classroom materials, and pays for conferences and study groups. Eventually, she says the in-depth projects will be available for others to use.
So that a teacher who didn't go through this program but wants to use project-based methods on, say, the Civil War, can go into CESA 10, can get essentially a teaching unit kit, can borrow it, and can implement it in their classroom.
But Professor Turner says there's no hard data on whether this type of project-based teaching works. So her team is setting up control groups.
They're carefully matched groups of teachers that did not participate in the program. And that will enable us to, we hope, see differences again between achievement in students that are exposed to this program and that those that are not.
Meanwhile, the grant also requires that student projects be shared with the public. So libraries and museums and other nonprofit organizations are part of the program. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.